What's up, Dowd fam? Happy Monday morning and welcome to episode number 32 of the Dowd Health Podcast. My name is Derek Teal. I'm the owner and operator of Dowd Health, which is strength training for cyclists. And what a week, you guys. It's been wild, and I'll start out by saying I'm not going to beat a dead horse here. There's nothing new I'm going to tell you about the coronavirus, and I honestly want to avoid the topic as much as possible because, man, it's just been negative right now. And I'm sure you're hearing it from actual credible sources about what's going on. But we do a life and business update in this, and I want to keep you kind of up to speed on where my head's at right now and how I'm responding to it. Besides cleaning the, you know, heck out of my gym, it's spotless, man. It's spotless. Every gym in the world is probably cleaner than it's ever been, as in regards to just taking action and like sanitizing things. But just like how I'm gonna see this as an opportunity and hopefully use it as a time to grow Dialed Health with some new perspective that I didn't have before. So we'll get into that business and life update, but then we go to the real bulk, which is how to get the most out of your home workout. How do you have the best home workout possible, even with limited equipment? Now, there's a lot to it besides just the programming, even though we'll go specifically on that. There's like, you know, a schedule you have to implement and a real strategy to executing it, because I'll be the first to say how distracting it can be to work out at home, especially if you have a family. So stay posted for the bulk of this episode, and I'm excited to talk about that. I think it's perfect timing, all things considered. And after that, we're going to go into just a little encouragement, pep talk. I want you to leave this episode not only feeling focused on your health and fitness goals, but also just excited about potential opportunity, feeling confident, and just ready to get through this what they're, you know, calling a pandemic. It's wild. So anyways, if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave me 5 stars on the Apple Podcast app with a review. You could also screenshot the episode and post it to your Instagram story. And I really appreciate that, man. It's helping the podcast grow. The numbers are climbing slowly but surely. And I think, you know, I'm going to save it for the business update. Let's just jump straight in. It's Keeping Up with the Teals. Welcome to the life update, also mixed with the business update. I told you I can't get around the fact that they're just so intertwined this week. So let's start with where my mind state is at. I do want to talk a little bit about the effect that I'm feeling from this virus on the business, only because I think it'll set the stage for the opportunity that I'm seeing also. So quick negative, and then we get to positive. Here's the negative. I first started feeling the effects of what's going on this last Friday. So I was at Whole Foods. Lish and I were walking around, and we had Otto, and it just felt eerie. Like, aisles are empty. People are sort of like looking at each other and a little confused. You could tell there's just like bad energy. And it almost feels like people are judging what you're putting in your cart or how you're touching things. I mean, God forbid you sneeze in a store like this right now, or cough, even worse. I heard a really funny meme. It was like, I used to cough to cover up a fart. Now I fart to cover up a cough. And you just feel so judged in that way. But when I was at that trip to the grocery store, I received my first text from a client canceling. And it was strange because basically, in the most indirect way, I was like, this is affecting my business. This person wasn't able to come to the gym this month because they are being asked more of their job than they, you know, typically are, and have to like relocate to get their job done. So it wasn't about the gym being dirty or a fear of germs or whatever. It also wasn't like their personal finances. It was like, my job is asking more and I have to go away from, you know, even where I'm living currently. And I got another text within that hour from another client, very similar situation. And I realized, wow, it's not just about people not wanting to come to the gym. It's, you know, everybody being on lockdown, trying to protect their own work. And that could prevent mine. So really, really strange. And I got a little worried. I think all the energy from the store, those two texts happening close together, and it just made me realize that I need to, for one, address what's going on so that everyone knows, obviously, how I'm responding to it and that I'm attentive, active, and doing my part. But also, again, it's like beating a dead horse. It's all you've been seeing the last week. And I was like, I don't need to do that. People will assume. Well, I think you have to play it on the safe side and talk about it. So basically, I've gotten that out there, texted clients over the weekend, which also felt really good, and then realized the opportunity that I have with home workouts, because at least for my online members, I do have workouts that are available, full programs. Like literally my no equipment workout program is 2 months long, and it's periodized strength training from home with zero equipment. And it's sick. And it's also built obviously with the idea that you want to be like building a body that is going to perform better on the bike. So it's not just random movements. It's not just jumping jacks. It's like a lot of mobility, a lot of core, and a lot of useful things that will actually help you progress the way you want. So I was like, dude, I have this stuff in place, thank God. And not only that, but I have the mobility program and a dumbbell program, because usually at the minimum, if someone has a home garage gym, they have some dumbbells, and that program is sick. Like straight up sick. It's a great program, not even for limited equipment. It's just a great program. I mean, really both are. So I'm like, okay, I need to like pump these out. And I need to make it very clear to people that not only are those programs available, but you need to be very, I guess, smart about how you approach this change in your schedule, because it will be easy to let things just back off. And, I don't want that to happen. So if you are somebody that basically feels uncomfortable going to a gym right now, or maybe your gym gets closed. I mean, it hasn't been announced yet, but bars and restaurants are just now being shut down. I don't see why like regular commercial gyms wouldn't be. If you're training at a private studio, I don't know what difference that may be. Obviously, I'll be staying posted to that, seeing that the majority of my like income comes from my in-person training. So anyways, we're going to use this podcast to get a really good action plan down, but to me, that seemed like the biggest opportunity just like right now, like very reactive right now. Now, outside of all that stuff that I'm responding to, it is a great opportunity to just grow the website in general. I mean, even yesterday, we had more of a mellow day. The weather happens to be terrible also, so it's just another reason to be indoors at the house. And I put together the welcome email that you'll get when you sign up for dialedhealth.com, because there hasn't even been that in place. But there's a video, there's clear instruction on what to do next, and that felt really good. And it reminded me that there's these simple steps you can take to make a user experience so much better, and it doesn't actually take that much time, at least on the content creation side. It just takes some focus and getting it done, and thankfully I'm able to ship it off to my website guy, and he's just been on it. So that should be another thing that's implemented, along with this just laundry list of stuff that I now feel super motivated to do and kind of obligated to do. You know, if I can't train as much in person, the best opportunity I have is to grow the online, so that when everything swings back and you know life normalizes again, things are just pumping, and that's the goal. So let's get straight into this home workout thing. That's kind of where my head's at as far as life and business goes, and just it's all about seeking opportunity and really choosing to stay confident and positive through this time. And I'm going to be doing my best to be really putting that message out there, even though I'm catching myself, you know, slipping on that. So it's a reminder, man. You know, let's get into the bulk. We're in the bulk, baby. Can you tell I just feel like talking today? I almost went straight into the topic and realized I should split it up, but this could have easily been just one big chunk episode because everything is just so blended. So I was going to talk about Flynn Rider. At Flynn Rider on Instagram, Ricardo, big shout out to you, man, because he, for one, is a Dialed Health OG. He's been following the page and super engaged on it for a long time. And he is in Italy and pretty much locked down. And the recent post I did on Instagram was about what you're doing to kind of like take advantage of like the different schedule and all the stuff we're dealing with. And this guy is in what probably, it appears to me to be like the most shut down, kind of scary place to be in the world right now, which is Italy. And he's like, man, I'm enjoying more time at home. I'm doing these projects I've been putting off, like rearranging the house, learning more about nutrition, getting my workouts in. And the way he talked about it was so encouraging and like almost hopeful that it really made me feel good and wanted to kind of spread that message to everyone else. So that's why we're talking about home workouts this week, because having this plan is going to be super important and there's a real strategy to make it happen. You know, if you just say, hey, I'm going to try and work out tomorrow and completely wing everything, there's a good chance it's not going to go the way you hoped for. Again, Flynn Rider, thank you for the encouragement on that. And let's jump into this, guys. So first thing I got to say about home workouts. Now, you have to program your workout. If you don't decide what you're going to do before you do it, game over. Because when you're in a gym, even though you should be on a programmed routine, and you're able to like wing it, you're just looking around and the only thing you see is exercise equipment. So yeah, you're gonna just be working out. Well, when you're at home, unless you have some crazy closed off, like, garage separate from your house that you work out in, that's this perfect gym, which some people do. You know, some people have like only work out in their gym and have full gym, like freeway access and all that. You guys are legends. You'll still appreciate this topic, but this isn't as much for you as it is the guy who doesn't typically work out at home, the woman that doesn't typically work out at home. And you have a yoga mat, and that's kind of it. And you have a 5x5 square foot place between the sofa and the desk in the guest room, let's just say. Now, you hop in there, and if you don't know what you're going to do, I mean, you're looking around and you know, you're not seeing this other gym equipment where you could just wander and still exercise. You look around and you're like, oh, well, shoot, I need to clean that up, or I need to organize this, or oh, I should get breakfast started, or I should do, you know, like there's so many distractions at home. And we'll go into the timing and the scheduling in a second. But if for a second you have to try and decide what exercise you're going to do, how many reps you're going to do, how many rounds you're going to do, it's going to be a nightmare and it's probably not going to get done. Or it's going to be frustrating. You'll kind of like wander around, not really get a good sweat, and it just won't feel effective. So first things first, program your workout. Now, this is good. There's going to be a lot of shameless plugs in this episode. I do have my no equipment program online. If you want to try it, there's a 7-day free trial at dowdhealth.com. And I'm just saying it because I really think it'll help you. Basically, let me tell you the structure of the no equipment program, and we'll talk about ways to, you know, take from it without doing it per se. If you don't want to go sign up, that's fine. So basically, the no equipment program is 2 programmed months. It is 30-minute workouts that are on a timer. There's a warm-up round. There's a stretch at the end that's all within the 30 minutes. And there's like a 22-minute block, 24-minute block of actual just straight-up workout time. Very minimal rest intervals. It's almost more like a HIIT workout, but the movements are so varied from upper body to lower body to core to mobility that you can keep it moving in a way that makes sense. Like when you do it, these workouts just feel good. So I think the big point of it is it's time efficient. You aren't even counting reps. You're just like listening for whatever buzzer timer you're on. And you're just focusing on like the 4 movements or 5 movements that you have to do over and over again. So it's just nice and clear structure to where you're like, okay, this is what I'm doing. The timer starts and I'm rolling. And I might have to check back in and look at one movement here and there. But for the most part, like the guesswork's taken out and I can focus on just doing the work. And again, without any equipment, in a limited space, it's the most bang for your buck. So program your workout. Now here is the timing part of it, okay? And then we'll get into the movements, we'll break it down. So as far as timing goes, you guys, we all know, if you wait too long to get a workout or something that maybe you're already not motivated to do done, and other projects start happening, other things go in front of it, I mean, we already know, it's just not gonna happen. If you're someone who likes to work out at night but knows that you're really distracted at home, you might have to switch that up and do it in the morning. I mean, I don't think there's going to be a more consistent time for most people than to wake up early and to do these workouts before the rest of their family pulls them a different direction. Now, or it could just be something else. Like literally, if you are single and live on your own and you have a completely distraction-free house in regards to other people, then maybe you can just program it for the middle of the day, and that's super rad. But also, you might know that, man, I am so involved in my work or whatever that my life entails that it's easy for me to get carried away and book out a full day. Before I know it, I'm on this appointment or doing this job, and I can't pull away from my workout. So even if you're that person, it's like, wake up and get this thing done first thing. So I've noticed personally that I do trainer road workouts on the stationary bike on Tuesday and Thursday morning. If the weather's good, if I have the time for it, I will go for a road ride that day. But I have to do it, like, literally I'm leaving at sunrise for the road ride as soon as I can, which I cannot wait for it to be, you know, 6:30 a.m., sun's up, and it's like 70 degrees. Oh, that's why summer is the best, man. I will be out there. But if not, I'm basically on the trainer before the sunrise, because even though it's like you go out and you're stuck on the trainer, it's so hard to start if you wait till, like for me, like my baby wakes up, and even though my wife is totally self-sufficient and has no problem taking care of him, it can be hard to like watch when you're getting your stuff ready and she's holding him and trying to make a bottle and trying to do this. Like, you want to help. And I know it sounds gnarly, but you have to get out there before all that stuff just basically starts. And so for me, I noticed getting on that trainer before they're even up is super, super important. And so, I mean, that's like 6:30 some of these mornings. And I know a lot of people that jump on, shoot at 4:35, even earlier than that. And I'm probably going to get there because, you know, even though I love to like start my morning and read if I can, which is typically what I'll do before these, maybe have a small breakfast or something. Again, sometimes my baby wakes up early and then it kind of throws things off. So anyways, I would say think about what your real distractions are and prioritize your time around that. Like, just be very on the offense there and know that, okay, if there's a chance I'm not going to be able to do it at this time, I need to rearrange it. Even if it's not what I'm used to, it's going to be a better option for me now working out at home. So you have picked a time that is going to help you stay consistent. It's going to take some discipline, but you will stay consistent. You have a programmed workout. And let's talk about those movements in the program workout. So if you don't have the actual program you're following itself and you need to create it, this is kind of the, I guess, the skeleton of it, the building blocks, the foundation. What am I trying to say here? This is how I would program it. These are the movements I'd put in place. So, all right, let's just talk totally body weight. Now, could you just do a yoga session for an hour on YouTube? You know, five parts yoga on YouTube is great if you want to just follow a video like that. Honestly, great idea. If you want to do a more strength-focused workout, now here is how you want to warm up and basically go through it without, you know, any equipment at all. Because, you know, if you don't have like a treadmill even sometimes, it can be hard to get your body temp up. So what I would start with is at least 3 to 5 minutes of some yoga inspired mobility. And what that means is a lot of like plank variations that require your whole body to tighten up, to hold its position, that you can also kind of move. So my best example of this would be like a runner stretch. I do this almost daily in Dialed Health, and it's in a lot of the programs on dialedhealth.com because it's great. You basically are in a plank. You bring a leg up to the outside of both hands. You drop that inside elbow to the instep of your foot, and then you twist up toward the ceiling with that same hand. So you go from a plank to a stretch in your high hammy, like groin, and then you twist and stretch your glute and your hip, and then hand comes back down, you switch legs. So pretty soon, you're moving your legs back and forth, you're holding a deep lunge, you're twisting, you're activating your shoulder, you're opening up your chest, and you're warming up while you're stretching. So it's just an easy way to get your body prepped for a workout. And then you can combine that with something like a mountain climber, or even, honestly, some type of like running in place or jumping jack, because when you mix the mobility with a little bit of cardio or some core focused cardio like a mountain climber, it allows you to, again, get the warm up and the blood flowing that you're looking for without like just jumping straight into your workout and feeling like your heart rate's going through the roof or, you know, your knees just still feel a little bit stiff. So prioritize at least 3 to 5 minutes at the beginning of your workout for mobility and some form of a light cardio movement to keep your heart rate up. I would also recommend not taking a break at that time. So this is where the programming comes in, because if you know, okay, I'm going to do five runner stretches on each leg, and then I'm going to do 30 seconds of mountain climbers, and then I'm going to come up and stretch my shoulders and go right back into it. If you pause between those, it's not really intense enough to require a rest period that will, you know, require a rest period and then stay warm on top of that. So be smart about programming it, starting it, and make sure you get that 5 minutes in to prep your body. Once you're there, you're ready for some actual strength movements. So here is a really, really quick and easy way to program a 4-exercise circuit. And I would listen closely, because this could be a go-to for you just in regards to last minute workouts in general. You know, sometimes you get in a bind, even myself, and I'm like, all right, here's my like formula. And I would say start with a leg movement, go to an upper body movement, go to a core movement, and then a mobility movement. So we got 4 movements. The first one, leg focused. Second one, upper body focused. Third one, core focused. Fourth one, mobility focused. Now, there's no reason you can't mix some of them or maybe do 2 of one thing. But I would say if you're trying to get a total body workout, you need to have that well-rounded package, and you want to order it in a way that is productive. So productive is a weird word. That makes sense. Now, here's why this makes sense. Legs are going to take the most energy, most likely. Upper body would take the next amount of energy. Core focused, it's probably an isolated ab movement. So again, it's going to burn, but it's less muscle groups, and it's going to just take less force for your body to produce like this movement. Like you just, it's not going to be as difficult. And then you have basically mobility to, we're prioritizing it because we all need to stay mobile, but it also allows for a little recovery from those intense movements before you go back to the most intense movement, which is the leg movement. So that is why that order is so, I keep wanting to say productive, but it's so effective. Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for. My gosh, I'm a trainer and I can't even say effective. That's why that is so effective, is just because you get the most energy demanding things first. You finish with a mobility thing that helps for some recovery, but it's not completely just rest and then you jump back in. So I would prioritize it that way. And here's a great example. So you could literally do a squat variation. Like I have a really cool like skier jump version on the no equipment program, where it's almost like, imagine a kettlebell swing without a kettlebell, where you squat down about halfway, hinge backwards, let your arms come back, and then you swing your arms up and jump. So it's just a nice smooth power movement that is, for one, going to get your heart rate up, but also gas your legs. From there, you can go to a blast off push-up. And a blast-off push-up is like starting with bent legs pushed back in a plank, and then you move forward and straighten your legs as you go down with your chest to the floor and then push backwards. So it's a little more core-focused and shoulder-focused than a typical push-up. From there, we go to, let's just say, a bicycle crunch, good old-fashioned, knee to elbow to knee, can't go wrong with that. And then we go to that runner stretch that I talked about first. Or maybe you go to a gorilla squat, or even just a wide leg hamstring stretch where you're rolling side to side. Again, I don't think, you know, if you're going to put together a workout like this that's not in a periodized program, not every workout is going to be this like life-changing, like I just made the craziest gains. But it's, again, that consistency of you not missing a workout or using this to tie in between your regular programming that is going to make this so just like valuable for you. Okay, so don't overthink the movements. It doesn't have to be anything unreal. If you haven't heard of a skier swing jump or a blast off push-up or a runner stretch or anything like that, don't worry, because a normal squat, a normal push-up, a normal crunch are going to get you some results. But there are reasons why after doing that for so long, you would want to switch it up. So if you are experienced, you know, again, a program is almost more required for you opposed to someone who's just starting and could kind of do anything and get some form of results. Of course, there's a fast pass to the results, and then there's like figuring it all out on your own. So that's just really up to you. And it's a huge part of my job is to help you basically skip those steps and not go through all the groundwork that I've had to do personally. So that is basically, I think, the three biggest things that you want to have in place to have an effective home workout. So first things first, it's got to be programmed. You have to, and if you're not on the program, make sure you at least know what you're going to do that day before you start it. Because, you know, honestly, you guys, even the rounds that you do will really be determined by how you feel through the workout. If you jump the workout and you're like, maybe I'll do three, maybe I'll do five rounds, honestly, you'll just decide based on how gassed you are, basically. Or you get distracted mentally and you're like, well, I should probably stop now and start this thing. So I would just say commit to whatever rounds you're going to do. And if you're going to have this body weight workout that is basically 3 to 5 minutes, you have the warm up that's 3 to 5 minutes, your actual workout should be at least a 20-minute block before you stop and do some static stretching at the end. So program your workouts, guys. I'm sorry. I basically just repeated everything I said, but you got to have a program workout. You have to be honest about what time is most realistic for you to get it done and stay disciplined and commit to that time, even if it's different than what your normal time is. Because like I said, training at the gym is very different than training at home in regards to distraction, and that's what we're trying to avoid. As far as movements goes, don't neglect the warm-up. Don't jump straight into the strength movements. Allow for a little mobility, a little core, a little almost cardio influence in the beginning to get your body prepped at least 3 to 5 minutes before you start that bulk round. Stick with your leg, upper, core mobility as far as your split goes through your round, and repeat it, you know, I would say 3 to 5 times, but most importantly is just decide and make sure it's like 20 minutes of quality work time. One thing I also talked about briefly was that you can choose to not count your reps and you could actually just go off a timer. You know, I think when it comes to body weight in particular, this is a really good strategy because truthfully, you know, some guys can just do 50 push-ups and you know, you're in for sure in the muscular endurance zone, but to say 10 push-ups may not be enough. And vice versa, 10 push-ups could be an absolute max out for someone, or even 5 if you're doing it from your toes. And that's why, like, it's easier to direct reps when you have weight you can grab, because if you took that same muscle group and did a bench press with some dumbbells, the person who can barely do 10 push-ups can just grab a set of 15s, while the person who can do 50s could grab a set of 70s, and they can both accomplish the same amount of reps and have the same effect that they're looking for. So again, directing clear reps on body weight only stuff, it can be difficult. So I would probably encourage you to stick to a timer and just be like, all right, 30 seconds. I'm going to switch the workout every 30 seconds. So keep that in mind. I think it's a cool strategy. It's also nice because you're using one sense, like your hearing, to just focus on the time, but you're also using the rest of your brain to focus on the quality of the movement, opposed to even adding the counting, which can just be another thing to distract you from keeping your heels planted or landing softly or keeping your posterior tilt and tight stomach. So it's just a good focused way to do it because, like I said, the distraction is just huge at home. Now, if you do have a limited amount of equipment, and like for instance, the dumbbells, because that's probably the number one piece of equipment. I have the dumbbell program. I've talked about the 5 best pieces of home equipment that you could have. That's on another podcast. And I think it's definitely cool to listen to because even though there's nothing fancy in regards to equipment, it's crazy how much you can accomplish with something simple. Like literally the dumbbell program is so freaking rad, and there is more structure to it. It is off of reps. There's multiple different rounds opposed to one block, and it's a little bit more complex, but again, it's more complex because the availability to the equipment allows for it. And what you'll notice is full gym access. Again, it's not that the structure of the workouts get more complex, but you're basically you have more tools for the job, and that's why we go to use them. So the more equipment available, the more, I guess, complex the routine will be, or the variety will be larger in that sense. But having some dumbbells is pretty sick, man. And if you decide to work out at home over the next couple months while all this craziness is going on, and you do a month of the no equipment program and you're really enjoying it, dude, buy some dumbbells. Buy some power block dumbbells, some adjustable dumbbells. You can get 5 to 25, you can get 5 to 50. Super bang for your buck, the most bang for your buck thing you can buy, and to get the most out of one piece of equipment. I'm trying to think of the price range for these exactly, but I would just look up power block dumbbells on the old internet and check that out. So sorry, I'm fading a little bit here because I'm now thinking about like too many details, but I'll just say really crush it this next couple months, you guys, because these workouts are an opportunity to just learn more about yourself, and honestly, you might just be able to take your training to another level because you're doing things you never considered doing before. I think that's kind of exciting for it. I'd like to add another angle of what we need to focus on besides just our workouts. The truth is, you guys, if we're going to be full on quarantined for like 14 days, which I think I just heard is coming, we're going to probably be eating a lot of food. I have a prediction that Americans are going to get a lot fatter this month. For one, out of just pure sadness, which it's not like really a joke. It's a bummer. People are going to be eating their faces off, eating their feelings. But also, you're going to be at home like more than normal. You probably bought a bunch of food, seeing that all the supermarkets are cleared out. And so, I mean, there's almost nothing really else to do besides kind of snack all day. And it feels good, and it's going to be relaxing, and you're trying to enjoy your time. It's like a weird mindset to be in, and I would really caution you to start thinking that way. And I would also do your best at this point, if you're still able to, get your hands on as many healthy snacks as possible, because feeling full will definitely help with cravings, and being able to snack on some crunchy, potentially even salty things throughout the day that are low calorie, or even if they're high calorie, that they're not just super addictive, like you just can't eat enough of them. So let's just, I'll give you an example. Like, for one, having a lot of veggies with your meals is huge, just for feeling full at in having a low calorie meal. So if you just prioritize half of your meal as vegetables, it's a great place to start. And I shouldn't say just, because doing that almost every meal, if not every meal, can be difficult. I find it difficult with vegetables in the morning because a lot of times, honestly, I'll just do like oats and egg whites. But again, I'm doing egg whites, which are high volume, they're filling, very low calorie, high protein. So I would look at those types of foods and prioritize them. Like, you know, if you had, let's just say, a bowl, and typically you do rice with like some Brussels sprouts and some meat on top, maybe start and do a first bowl full of just Brussels sprouts and then have a little rice and beef after that, or whatever it may be. So prioritizing those high volume foods is huge. Having things like carrots, hummus, salted almonds can be great. Obviously, you got to be careful with the almonds, but even sometimes mixing those between bites of vegetables can be, it makes you feel like you're eating more than you actually are. And so all that snacking is just going to be like something to be cautious of, because yeah, I mean, I really predict that we're going to be putting on some weight, and we don't want to do that. At least if you're listening to this podcast, don't let it happen, okay? You're not the person it's going to happen to, as long as you prioritize these foods and commit to just not letting yourself go during this kind of weird, weird time. So also water. Now, I would just hydrate all day, especially if you're indoors. You know, you could pee every hour. It's not that big of a deal. Hopefully, we do get an opportunity to ride outdoors, and the weather's decent enough to, you know, allow us to go get some fresh air and burn some quality calories. And maybe because of a more flexible schedule, you can go out for longer rides. So I think there's a potential plus there, but if you're not able to get outdoors quite like that, I mean, I don't know what these restrictions are going to be. I don't know what the heck's going on. So if that's the case, then you are probably going to be able to eat a normal amount of food. But also, like, the hydration thing, will help keep you full, and it curbs your appetite quite a bit, because sometimes you're hungry for a snack and really your body just wants more water, but it feels like hunger, and like chugging, you know, 16 ounces of water can be more than enough to kind of curb that. But also, you know, you're inside, you have the availability to pee, you're not working, you're not really traveling as much in and out of the car where it's more frustrating to find a bathroom. So again, a good time to drink a lot of water. So just consider that alongside with these workouts that you're going to do at home. And I'll be doing the same thing, man. I'm right there with you. I just heard that we are probably going to, you know, fitness studios, I guess, as of this morning, closed down in LA. And that was gyms and fitness studios. I'm technically considered a fitness studio. So it's kind of interesting to wait for the call on that one, I guess. And we're all in it together, man. I'm going to do my part to make sure I'm continually leading from the front, and showing you guys like what we can accomplish from home, if necessary. And that's pretty much it, guys. So let's kick some ass. I want you to stay super fired up, and let's get into a little pump up before we bounce. Now I want to go into the week encouraged, as positive as possible, and having a feeling of confidence that we are going to be totally okay. I really believe that to be true, but I'd be lying if I didn't admit that there's a pit in my stomach right now as I'm talking about this. You know, I've had more clients text me this morning about canceling. I've had I just looked at the news and saw that fitness facilities, gym studios are closed in LA. It's probably happening next up here. And it stirs up a lot of fear. And I think a lot of, it's just that, just so much uncertainty about what the heck is going on. And I think more than anything, just pure frustration, because it's so hard to progress through life when things are going so well and it's almost seamless, almost too well. Like, I think you could say that the last year economically has just been too good. And that's sort of been proven, like this bubble we've had in regards to the stock market. But it's just frustrating, because as difficult as it is to progress then, now is a time where things are, like, the odds are against a lot of people, myself included, and we have to continue to move forward. And to stay encouraged, I think, can be tough, especially for some people who just don't have a choice to work or not. That's where I feel very, very grateful, is like I have the option to sit down right now and record this podcast and have it be of value to my business, where others who are hired by people who got fired just don't know where to turn. So if that's you listening right now, I have just crazy, crazy empathy for you. And I'm definitely thinking about you. And I hope this helps you, because here's the reality, guys. So much of this is out of our control, and we really aren't here to just be happy and comfortable. That's not like our purpose here. And so when you have to look at your life in a whole, I think this is an opportunity to see it through a lens of gratitude and realize how many things we have to be grateful for on a daily basis that we've just taken for granted the last couple years. And so, I mean, I never really felt the impact of 2008. At all. And so I've heard about it and heard about how it's affected clients and friends and all that. And kind of even starting to go through just this week, it's frustrating and weird to think that there's aren't just endless opportunities. And I've like trained my brain to think that. But that's not the truth. I think the opportunity is still there, but you just have to shift and try and use this new lens that you have to see holes in not only your personal life, but whatever work that you are pursuing. And I know that's just all that I can do at this point. So I'm confident in my ability to keep moving forward, to see these holes in what I've been doing and improve them, to also work on the business from a different angle. I know that personally, it's going to be my online business and things that I've wanted to do for a while that I haven't gotten around to because I've been so busy training in the studio. Like, I kid you not, last week I was talking to a client about, man, like, what if I closed for a week to get all this work done I need to do, and then like took that initial hit and was able to just move the online that much further forward. And it's crazy thinking about it now, but I'm like, well, I'm kind of being forced into it. And even though it's not my choice, which makes it feel like I don't want to do it, I was almost asking for it. And I wasn't going to, I don't think. But now, I mean, you'll never know what you would have done. But it's just interesting how that plays out. So I think it's an obvious area for me. And I would really ask that you look, you know, to yourself is what part of your life can you use this next time to really improve? And if this whole, all this economic downturn isn't impacting you directly or at all, then I think it's still an opportunity to look around and see where people are struggling and lend a hand. And I think that's the biggest thing I would say is be confident in your ability to move forward, and you're going to come out of this stronger than ever. And I know that right now, I believe is really my purpose. It's to support people through healthier lifestyle and help them progress and obviously work towards their riding fitness and goals. But it's also to bring this encouragement and to help people feel motivated and just happy and fired up. You know, you got to stay stoked. You got to stay stoked. And so even though you'll have some extra gratitude through this, hopefully, maybe you'll see some other opportunity, I would just also try and think about things that genuinely make you excited that you can do now. You know, don't think about the event that was canceled that you were bummed is gone, that you were excited for. Don't think about anything that was going to happen and can't now. Just think about what can you do today or tomorrow that gets you excited, and focus on that energy, because that stoke is that almost like ignorant, like blissful, you know, blissful ignorance that you need at times to turn your brain off and just relax and feel happy. So that is my message for you, man. Find what you can improve on. Do it. Lend a hand if you are not being affected. And man, with that being said, guys, I just want you to kill it this week and kill it this next couple weeks. I'll be doing my best to demonstrate that myself and trying to deliver this content that uplifts everyone. And even though, like, again, like it's almost weird to talk right now because I feel the weight of it. So I just want you to know I'm kind of struggling to keep my mind there, but I will, and I'll do it for you guys as much as I'll do it for myself and my family, and really to demonstrate the real faith that I have in God, because I, you know, that's the most important thing. So that's it, guys. I hope you have a killer week. I know, up and down episode. I promised I wouldn't get too much into it, but it's almost like inevitable. But I do hope all that stuff helped you quite a bit. And if you have any questions, any, I guess, topics, any ideas for the podcast, please let me know. I'd love to jump into it. You can send me an email through my website, dialedhealth.com, or just hit me up at dialedhealth@gmail.com. Or you could go through my Instagram, @dialedhealth, and DM me over there. So thank you so much. By the way, you got shirt orders, shirts and stickers, they are in. So if you want a shirt, if you want stickers, the shirts are $25 with shipping included for the U.S. I'll look into additional shipping costs out of country if needed. And then we have stickers, $1 to $3. And they're really sick, man. So if you're interested, let me know, and I can get that to you. I'll be sending out shipments every Wednesday. And that's it, guys. Have an awesome week. Start moving forward and discover your path. I'll talk to you Monday.